Come forth, all the children, come forth here to me. Come forth here to me, all of you. Sit here. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. I have a question, and I hope to hear answers from you. Listen to me. Why do we pray the liturgy here? Why? Why do we pray the liturgy? Why we come to the church to celebrate the liturgy or to pray the liturgy? Who knows? Yes. For God to forgive our sins. Good, but God can forgive us our sins. When Abuna puts his hands on our heads and say the absolution, the Lord forgives our sins. Why? Yeah, Bishoy said to partake the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. You? Why?
To learn more about God.
To learn more about God. We can read the Bible and attend the Sunday school to learn more about God. Why? Why do we come to the church to pray the liturgy? Yes. To be safe?
Saved.
Saved. Yeah. Yeah. What else?
To pray.
To pray.
To have eternal life in heaven.
Yeah, to have eternal life in heaven. Yeah, and you?
To make our hearts good, not bad.
Yes.
Thank God for what He did for us.
To thank God, that's good. For He saved us and redeemed. But why? We can do all of that, yeah? To know what happened with our Lord Jesus Christ, yes. You know what? The night that the Jews arrested our Lord Jesus Christ to take Him to the crucifixion. What happened before that? There was a room, upper room, and this upper room, there was a table, big table, and in this room and at this table, something happened. The Last Supper. The Last Supper was the celebration of the Jews with the Passover. But what happened during the Last Supper? What happened during the Last Supper? Yes?
Jesus said that this bread represents my body and this wine represents my
body. Yes. Yes. Hey, Mark. Look at this table. You see this table? Do you see it?
Yes.
Yeah. What's in this table? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Around Him, the disciples, yeah? Around Him, the disciples. Yes? The disciples around Him. What's in on the table in front of our Lord Jesus Christ, and what is in his hand? Yeah, he took bread on his hand. Yes, he took bread on his hand. Right? Yes. And there is a cup here. Do you see? Chalice or cup. Okay? And the Lord took bread on his hand and said to his disciples, what did he say? He took the bread on his hand and he said, no, take, eat, this is my body. Take, eat, this is my, look at him, he is saying that. His finger said, take, eat, this is my body. After that, he took the cup and he held the cup in his hand and he said, take, drink, this is my blood. We can pray at home. We can learn the Bible at home. We can have the forgiveness of our sins when Abuna prays the absolution after we confess. All of that is good. But we come to the church, as Bishoy said from the beginning, mainly to take the body and why do we take the body and the blood of Jesus Christ? The story from the beginning was that Adam and Eve disobeyed God. After he created them and he asked them not to eat from a certain tree, but they ate. And when they ate, disobeyed God, he said to him, go out of the Garden of Eden, because I warned you, when you eat from this wood, from this tree, you will die. And then the Lord was sad. Why? Why was the Lord sad? Because,
Because he didn't want to make Adam die.
Yeah, he did not want to let Adam die. And?
Because they didn't obey.
Yeah. Yeah? Because we disobeyed him. And he was sad that Adam and Eve were cast out the garden, and he wanted to bring them back. So he took the punishment of the sin, which was death, for himself. And up here, the Lord agreed to be crucified and to die for me, for you, and for everyone. When he died, his body, because he is God, he resurrected again. Then his body became over the death, became eternal body. His body became resurrected. Power of resurrection. Power of resurrection means power on the sin. Right? What did he do when he was crucified? He brought us again to God. Is God sad now at us? Is sad? Is he sad? Because our Lord Jesus Christ brought us back to God. So this is what we call reconciliation. What is the reconciliation? is to make peace. Our Lord Jesus Christ made peace between us and the Father in heavens. Right? Then every time we come to the liturgy, we do not come only to sing the hymns. We do not come only to hear the sermon of Abuna. We do not come only to listen to the deacons chanting chants. We do not come only to hear the readings like Abuna Bersum last time explained to us about the readings. Huh? But we come mainly to receive the Holy Communion. When we receive the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, it means that we make peace between, between us and God. Right? That's why the first prayer we pray in the liturgy is called the peace or the reconciliation prayer. You understand now? But if we come to the liturgy and we don't receive the Holy Communion, is it right? But if we come to receive the Holy Communion when we don't have peace between one another, if we are angry at one another, if there is something wrong between us and one another and the others, is it right?
No.
So we have to, when we come to the church, we receive the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. When we come to the church and we want to receive the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, we have to have a peace together. We have to have a peace together. As the Lord made peace between God in heavens and every one of us. That's why the first prayer in the liturgy, as we will pray now, right now, is called the reconciliation prayer or the peace prayer. At the end of the prayer, what does the deacon say? Shatter by only. What does the deacon say at the end of this prayer? Teresa Latul Hila. Yeah. No. No. G R E E T. Greet one another with the Holy. Why? Why does the deacon ask us to greet one another with the Holy Kiss? Why? Yeah? Yeah? Because if something between me and my brother, my sister, my friend is something, I greet him, I greet her, and saying, okay, forgive me and forgive me, because we cannot receive the Holy Communion while we are sad, while we are angry at one another, when we don't have peace with one another. Then what happens when the deacon says, greet one another with the Holy Kiss? Ta'ala ya Rami. What happens? Of kida? All of you see? Everyone sees? We put my hands in his hands. Is this the Holy Kiss? Yes, this is. It means I put my hands in your hands because we are now friends and love one another, there is nothing wrong between us, then the Lord will give us his body and his blood easily. You understand? So when the deacon says, greet one another with all your kiss, everyone hastens to the next friend or the next standing and make this sign. Come, and you of henna, come, stand in Myrna, and you stand here, and you here, and they say, greet one another with a holy kiss and do what I said. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Wow! You understand now? When we do that, it means that my heart has nothing wrong towards you. We love one another. We greet one another. We forgive one another because the Lord first forgave us. Forgave us. And because the Lord forgave and is still forgiving us, we have to forgive one another. And then the sign is greeting one another with a holy kiss. Do you have a question? Any question? Yes.
But does this really mean that if we didn't forgive the other and we did something wrong again when we didn't forgive the other, do we need to say in the prayer of God, don't forgive us like we don't forgive the others?
Yeah. If we don't forgive the other's sins, then we cannot say in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. How come that I ask the God, the Lord, to forgive my sin if I don't forgive the sins of the other? But if in case I did not forgive and then I want to receive the Holy Communion, what should I do? I go to Abuna and confess and make peace first with my friend or my sister or my brother or my father, my mother, everyone, and then come to confession. Abuna gives me the absolution and say, okay, you can come now and receive the holy body and the precious blood of our Lord. Now,
how does the bread become the body and also the
wine? When the Spirit of God comes on the body and dwells on the body, it becomes on the bread, it becomes the body of the Lord. We will come to it in the next liturgies. We take the liturgies part by part. We did not come yet to the bread, but we'll explain it to you when we come to it. Yes, Habib.
But some persons forget to do that, and they don't forgive others.
If they do not forgive the others, then the Lord will not forgive them. Logic. How come I ask the Lord to forgive my sins if I don't forgive my brothers or my sister? Right? Alas. Now.
Is the body of God is happy always, and he never ever gets angry because that he don't want us when...
Yes, of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. The Lord wants us to be happy, and his body is happy for us. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Now listen to the liturgy, word by word. Do not move here or there. Concentrate on the prayers. And at the end, when you have something to ask, you can ask your servants after the breakfast. Of course, you know. As we come to the liturgy, and we come to receive the holy body and the precious blood. Should we have breakfast before we have the body and the blood of Jesus Christ? Should we do that? Because we are hungry. Should we do that? We shouldn't. Why? Why should we keep fast when we come to the church to receive the body and the blood of Jesus Christ? Why?
Because the body of Jesus Christ can say to us inside that, stop doing that, and if we didn't eat his body, we're going to do things bad, and we're not going to stop.
No. I mean fasting.
because Jesus is always the one who's supposed to be in our hearts.
What is the best food in the whole world? What is the best food in the whole world?
The communion.
Is it good to take communion when our stomach have another food? It must be the first food comes to my stomach. The first food come to my body. That's why in the morning when mom says to me, take breakfast, I say, no. I'm going to the Holy Communion. I say, no, you will be hungry. Don't worry, mom. The body and the blood of Jesus Christ must be the first thing I have. I cannot eat. I cannot drink even the cup of milk. I cannot do it. Why? Because the body and the blood of Jesus Christ is much more important. And I want to take it while my stomach is empty, to be the best food to have in my stomach. But it's not good to eat or drink like another food and come to the Holy Communion as if the body and the blood of Jesus Christ is like a cup of milk, chocolate milk, whatever you like. Huh? So when mom or dad say to me, have breakfast, or take just sandwich, take just, I say, no, sorry, mom. I can't do that. And I tell you something, a secret. If mom says to you, eat something because you will be hungry until 11 o'clock, maybe late for you, I ask her, will you eat with me? She will say, no, I can't. And then I say, why? But she will answer, because I'm going to the Holy Communion. Then I say to her, I am too going to the Holy Communion. If you want me to eat, eat with me. She will not eat, and you will not eat. Come to the Holy Communion, fast, and be sure that you will not be weak, you will not be dizzy, nothing happen with you. On the contrary, you will be blessed by the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Okay? If she insists, say, Abuna Shnuda told me not to eat. Go and discuss with Abuna Shnuda. If they discuss with me, I will solve the problem with them. Don't worry.
Okay?
God bless you all. Yeah. Stand up for prayer.